Hello and welcome to the May Review Show on Crime Time FM. I'm Paul Burke and I write about crime fiction, and I have some absolute crackers for you this month. First up, Fiona McPhillips' When We Were Silent. Lou and Shauna are students at privileged Highfield Manor School, Dublin. One's attempts to expose abuse has devastating consequences for the other. The school has a reputation to protect. 30 years later, it's happening again, a new scandal at Highfield. Lawyer Ronan wants Lou and Shauna to testify about the trauma that they've lived with, but breaking up the past jeopardizes the lives they've built. This is about the plight of young victims against abusers and the institution that protects them. Relevant and credible. Truly engaging characters and clever plotting make for an involved and emotive read. Leaves you angry, but wiser. Published by Bantam in hardback. The Sea Cemetery by Aslak Noura. Translated from the Norwegian by Deborah Dorking. This is a sweeping political thriller and dramatic family saga loaded with intrigue and conspiracy. When matriarch Vera dies, the Bergen and the Oslo Falks are mired in an inheritance dispute. Granddaughter Sasha delves into family secrets and damning security files that lead to the truth behind the sinking of the SS Ragnhild during World War II. From present-day Norway via the war in Lebanon to the Nazi invasion, this epic story is ambitious and thoroughly engaging, revealing of the underlying power and privilege behind Norway's modern democracy. A thought-provoking read that justifies every one of its 500-plus pages. Published in hardback by Maclose Press. John Connolly, The Instruments of Darkness. The latest P.I. Charlie Parker novel is an electrically charged read. Lawyer Moxie Kasten gets Parker involved in the case of a missing infant, the mother accused of killing her own son. Even her husband appears to think she did it. It's election season, the police and politicians are hostile, but Parker senses something is wrong. It all centers around a macabre house in the Maine woods and a disgraced psychic who speaks to the dead. Dark and foreboding, chilling and heart-pounding, nobody does Moody like Connolly. This is the very definition of a thriller. Published in hardback by Hodder. The Next Girl by Emiko Jean. Washington State Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister disappeared 20 years ago. She's been searching for closure ever since. Called in when a local teenager, Ellie Black, missing for 2 years, turns up claiming no memory of her kidnap, Chelsea is convinced there's something wrong. She has to find the truth before the next girl is taken. This is a powerful story about a woman driven in her job by her sister's plight. It's a stinging indictment of society's attitudes and actions when it comes to protecting women and children. A powerful, suspenseful story of trust, trauma, endurance, survival, and love. Published by Penguin Viking in hardback. Kelly Garrett, Missing White Woman. Another powerful, suspenseful novel. An indictment of attitudes and selective attention for the victims of crime. Bree and Ty, a black couple, are on a romantic getaway in a gorgeous townhouse with a view of Manhattan. When an elderly white woman goes missing, it's the talk of the neighborhood. A few days later, Bree finds her body at the bottom of the stairs of their getaway, and Ty is nowhere to be found. The suspicion falls on her. The onus is on Bree and a lawyer friend to prove her innocence. Gripping and twisty, an entertaining and relevant reflection on society. Published by Simon & Schuster in hardback. Mrs. Sidhu's Dead and Scone by Sukh Panu. The pun title should give you an idea of the territory we're in here. Mrs. Sidhu is a chef come investigator, an Asian auntie, living the quiet life in rural Berkshire, immersing herself in local culture. All spoiled by a killer lurking in the background of the summer fate, selecting victims by raffle. It all starts with therapist Wendy Kalman, killed in the moment she discovers what happened the night Justin and Sandra Pollock died years before. Drawn from Panu's hit radio show, Mrs. Sidhu Investigates. Plenty of fun to be had here. Published by Hemlock Press in paperback. Dark Deeds Down Under, Volume 2, edited by Craig Sisterson and Lindy Cameron. An anthology of Antipodean writing from internationally renowned authors to newcomers. This eclectic selection offers a diverse range of Australian and New Zealand writing, innovative and provocative fiction and great storytelling. Authors you may know, such as Peter Papathanasiou, Peter Corris, Helen Fitzgerald, Mala Nunn, Emma Visky, and maybe some new to you, Jennifer Lane, Andy C. Buchanan, and Danny V. of the Words and Nerds podcast. The collection culminates in a story by Renée, lesbian feminist, poet, dramatist, and novelist, who passed away last year, having written her first crime novel at 89 a few years ago. This is a great way to find new authors to read, out in ebook and paperback from Clandestine Press. And now a quick word on her new novel from Jennifer Lee Thompson. Vigilante City is the third in her Detective in a Coma series, and is published by Diamond Crime in paperback.
Vigilante City is the third book in my Detective in a Coma series, featuring D.I. Duncan Waddle and his team, who work in Glasgow. You should read Vigilante City because who hasn't asked the question, has justice really been served, when watching a trial and hearing the verdict being delivered? In Vigilante City, that's a question being asked as those seen as getting away with murder are picked off by a hooded assailant, killed in a similar way to their suspected crimes. When the unthinkable happens, and one of the dead turns out to be innocent, D.I. Duncan Waddle and his team are under even more pressure to catch the culprits. Vigilante City makes you ask the question, if justice hasn't been achieved, is it ever okay to take it into your own hands?
Thank you, Jennifer. I suspect there's two answers to that question. One is that no, probably people would say it's not right. On the other hand, they might well do it anyway. And finally, Between Two Worlds by Olivier Norek, translated by Nick Kaster. Former police officer and author of the Capitaine Coste novels, gives us a standalone policier set in Songa refugee camp Calais. Adam Sarkis, of Assad's military police, is forced to flee when his membership of the Free Syrian Army is discovered. Sarkis sends his family to Libya for a boat to Europe, while he winds up in the jungle Calais, just as police lieutenant Bastien Miller is transferred there. When Adam helps protect a young immigrant from attack, Miller offers him a deal, spy on the camp, and he'll help find Adam's family. Tough yet compassionate, Norek is a master of the modern procedural. Published by Maclow's Press in hardback. Well, thank you. That's all for this month. I hope there's something that you'll enjoy there. You can, of course, find details on all the books in the program notes. I'll be back with another review show next month. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and subscribe with your favorite podcast provider. And I'll be back very shortly with another interview. For now, bye, and thank you very much for listening.